Yesterday we established the principle of Hirhur Zalav Kadibur Dami with regard to the Shema. It's necessary that a person should, at the very least, say the words, preferably loud enough that you can hear what you're saying. However, just to think the words or to skim the pages of one sitter without actually saying the words at all, but just by thinking them, that is insufficient, based again on the principle of Hirhur Zalav Kadibur Dami. Continuing with the next halacha in the Mechaber, he states, Im machmas choli o ones acher. Let's say the reason why a person perhaps might need to be a little more lenient with regard to saying the Shema is because they're either sick or perhaps there's some type of other ones, some unforeseen circumstances which make it difficult for them to say the Shema aloud. So the Mechaber says, if he wishes, Kor Krishma Bulibo, he can say the Shema in his heart, which means he's thinking it. Yatsa, and that would be enough to fulfill the obligation. He'll be Yatsa. We'll see exactly, again, it seems to be against the whole principle, as we said yesterday, of Hirhur's Kedibur Dami, his Lav Kedibur Dami, that one should actually say the words. We'll discuss that in Mishnah Berurah in a moment. The Ramah, Ramosh Yisrael, continues and says, V'yafu chadchil yasekein. Says, even in the chadchil, the best way, the most preferable method, you can do it in this way. Im huba makam sheinu nochi l'gamri. If you're in a place which is not the most clean of all places, then yochel aknoso mishum onis yihar herbalibo. And this is another time that a person could think the Shema and they would not have to say it. Or not only do they not have to, but they shouldn't say it because they are not in the cleanest of places. Bilvad shalihema makam matuna fagamri. Not talking about a place where it's a very uncleanly place, which the Gemara generally discusses is like a base hamerchatz or a base hakise, a bathhouse or bathroom. Also, a harher b'divrei Torah b'makom hatinofes. A person is not even allowed to think Torah in such places. And certainly, Kriya Shema, which has the three paragraphs of Shema, which are from the Torah, one should not recite them. Not only should not one recite them, you shouldn't even think them. So the Mishnah Berurah actually asks, so if you're in such a place and you're supposed to say the Shema, you can't say the Shema, you can't even think it, so what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to think? Maybe you're supposed to have your mind blank. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the im hamakom ahum atunah v'gamri, if you're in such a situation, lo yahar her nusach kriya Shema o habracha, you're not allowed to think the words of the Shema or the brachos preceding the Shema or after it. Rak, what should you think? Yasha b'libo shemuchuyiv. You have to think in your mind, you know, I'm supposed to say the Shema. However, v'enu yachol l'kayim. Unfortunately, I'm not in the situation where I'm able to fulfill it. V'tzar el zeh. And therefore, you should have some level of tsar, of anguish, that you're unable to fulfill the mitzvah as you should. And then hopefully, as he says, when Hashem understands that that's your motivation, that you really want to say the Shema, but you just, unfortunately, you can't, then Hashem will actually give you the sechar, the reward, as though you actually recited it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, on the previous halach, which we've seen, tells us what exactly does it mean that yatsa, that you fulfilled your obligation just by thinking alone if a person is sick, too sick at the time to say the Shema. It says yatsa, just think it and that's good enough. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's not really the case. Hai yatsa, even though it does say, Rabbi Yosef Kar does use that word, lul gamri kamar, doesn't mean you've completely fulfilled your obligation. After all, doha kaimon hir halav kedibur dami, because we have said that thinking the Shema is not enough. Ela ratzal omar, so what is he saying? That you fulfill the mitzvah, if you're sick, you're unable to say the Shema, you thought it. He says, al kol panim, nonetheless, b'shan sheinu yochel adaber, at the time when you cannot say the Shema, Yahar her kriya Shema b'libo. At the very least, because you really don't have any other choice at the time, at least think the Shema. And if you do that, which means you're doing everything in your power as much as you're able to do, says the Mishnah Berurah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yikavel lo sechar avor zeh. Hashem will actually give you the reward as though you actually said it. So the word yatsa doesn't mean that you actually fulfilled the mitzvah as one is supposed to say the Shema, because it's supposed to be said, not thought. However, because you're in this circumstance where you can't do anything except think the words, Hashem will consider it as though you are yatsa, as though you fulfilled the obligation. However, Abel Be'etzim Enel Rotsa Yotsa B'zeh. truthfully, technically speaking, you did not fulfill the obligation of saying the Shema because you didn't say the words. Al Kain, therefore, says in the Mishnah Berurah, Kishiyastalik Ones. Let's say you were sick just for a short amount of time, or the place that you couldn't say the Shema was something which was a temporary situation, and now you're able to say the Shema. Now the question is, if the word yatsa means that you completely fulfilled the obligation, then you shouldn't have to say it anymore, even because you thought it, and that should be sufficient. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that's not the case. If you have not yet said the Shema, if you have not yet passed the time of Sofs Man Kriyashma, then you have to go back and to recite it again. So therefore, because you have no other choice, we allow you to think it. However, you should, of course, in a situation where you can repeat the Shema saying the words, then that's something which is preferable. That's what you should do. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes the words of the Ramah, that the Ramah told us that even l'chatchila, a person is allowed to do this. So the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the words of the Taz, he says, "Mizeh yish limod." From here I can learn an incredible chiddush, a very interesting concept. What's the problem? What would imagine for a moment that a person, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and hopefully you're hoping to sleep through the night. Unfortunately, you didn't. You woke up, and there you are lying in bed, and you're really tired. Now we know when we get up in the morning, you're supposed to wash negavas. You're supposed to wash your hands, and you're not supposed to say a bracha until you do that. The question is, let's say you want to have something to drink, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, technically you're supposed to wash your hands at that point as well, because after all, you slept a few hours already. So the Taz says, based on the halacha we just stated, let's say you have a person that's really thirsty, right? And you're in bed, it's late at night. It's kind of difficult, it's impossible, he says, to get up and to wash your hands and say the bracha on the Tilsi Dayim. Says the Taz, Yahar her habracha b'libo v'yishtet. All you need to do is not say the bracha, but yaharhir habracha. Think the bracha. And that would be good enough. You can actually drink, which is an interesting concept. Usually, when you make a bracha, you do that. You say the words. However, in this particular situation, because you would be under this situation of like being a chole or an ones, that it's like you're sick, you're lying in bed, you're tired, you don't want to get up. So says the Taz, all you really need to do is think the bracha, and then you could drink, even though you didn't actually say it. Because you can't say the bracha with your hands tame, impure. However, you could at least think it. And therefore, based on this concept of the Shema, that you can think it in certain places, so you should also be able to think the bracha and drink. However, not everyone holds of this leniency, such as the Sefer Mati Yehuda. He disagrees, and he says that you cannot compare, although the Taz does so, you should not be able to compare this concept of being thirsty in bed in the middle of the night to someone who's sick. Why? He says, Dahari Esher Lomar Belitliyada, because we can go up to the guy and say, you know, you should really get up and wash your hands. Dein domel chol ones. You can't compare yourself to the person who is sick. Dein don in esher mishi esher. You cannot compare one case of where the person is sick and it's impossible for him to say the Shema. He can't say the words. He's so sick. Then we are lenient. Think it. However, in this case, Afshar, he could just get out of bed. It might be with some difficulty. However, this is not enough of a leniency. We're not going to allow you to just think the bracha and to drink. Rather, you should get out of your bed and wash properly and say the bracha. Then he continues, says, Vafil im einlo mayim al natila. And let's say even if you don't have a lot of water, you don't have any water. Let's say you live in a community where there's no water. Right? You have to go out to a well and get the water. So that's really difficult. Right? So he says that's true. However, what a person could do is you can still get up and yachol kanech yada bekosel. If you're not going to have water, you can at least clean your hands on other means, like wiping, rubbing your hand against walls, or anything else that cleans. So therefore, we have a machlokas, a dispute, whether or not we can compare a person who is in bed, whether or not they can just think the bracha and drink, to the concept of a person who wants to say the Shema. So therefore, based on this, again, if you want to be lenient under certain circumstances like the Taz, and you could actually say, and not actually say the bracha, just by thinking the bracha, that would be sufficient. You'd be allowed to drink. Based on the concept also by someone who is sick, you'd be able to fulfill the mitzvah of saying the Shema, even though you didn't actually say the words. All you did was think them, because the Mechaber does say in that case, Yatza, a person has on some level fulfilled their obligation.